Welcome everybody to the special meeting tonight. Any better?
That's better.
Can you hear me at the back?
Yes.
Great, thank you. Okay, so I would like to formally welcome members of the gallery and the press to the special council meeting this evening. My name is Anne Howard and just for this meeting I have the privilege of being the acting CEO for Serfco Shire tonight. Our CEO, Mr. Keith Bailey, is unable to be here. The meeting's a little bit different to our ordinary meetings and other special meetings in that this meeting starts with the CEO as the temporary chairperson until a mayor is elected. So I will start on behalf of council by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land where we meet today and pay respect to their elders past and present and also acknowledge the citizens of the Serfco Shire. I would call on Councillor Coker this evening to read the pledge on behalf of councillors.
Thank you. As councillors, we carry out our responsibilities with diligence and integrity and make fair decisions of lasting value for the well-being of our community and environment.
Thank you. Are there any apologies for this evening's meeting?
Yes, Councillor McGregor and Councillor Heather Wellington.
Thank you. And can I have a mover for those apologies? Councillor Hodge and Councillor Smith, seconder. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. Okay. As I said, the meeting's a little bit different this evening, so I do have some things to read before we really get underway. Section 79(1)(b) of the Local Government Act provides a number of exemptions in relation to declarations of conflict of interest, and they apply this evening. One of these exemptions relates to the election of the mayor. Because tonight is a special meeting held specifically for the purpose of electing a mayor in accordance with Section 71 of the Act, there is no need for declarations of conflict of interest this evening, so I won't call for any. Additionally, while the Local Government Act does not address the position of the Deputy Mayor, we will be applying the same principles and procedures as we would to the election of the mayor. So, before we get into the business of this evening, I would like to acknowledge that today is Councillor David Bell's final day completing his term as the Mayor of Serfco Shire. I would like to express our appreciation and thanks to Councillor Bell. So we have a small gift and a somewhat traditional gift here at Surf Coast, and I'll pass those to you. And I would invite Councillor Bell to address the meeting if he has wishes.
Been known to take every opportunity to say a few words. Thank you, Ms. Howard. Hello, councillors, executives, officers, members of the press and members of the gallery. I welcome you to this special meeting of council where I'll first acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet tonight and pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. It has been my privilege to be the Mayor of the Surf Coast Shire for the past year and I thank my fellow councillors for the honour and I especially thank my partner Tracy and my two sons and my mother-in-law Marcia for the support that they have given me. There have been many highlights for the year, two that stand out, the official opening of the Currumbi-Murring Community Centre and the official opening of the Anglesey Bowling Club rooms. They are prominent and very visible formal duties where the Mayor of the Day can bask in years of hard work done by others. I thank the instigators of the projects, the community members and councillors who take up that cause, and the officers who make it happen, the staff of council doing their job often, I am sorry to say, without enough recognition for their effort. Another highlight was presenting the runners-up bell at the Rip Curl Pro, a first for a Mayor of the Shire and an opportunity that came by being open to conversations beyond the normal realm of council. Our citizenship ceremonies have taken on a new step. A welcome to country by Karina Eccles and Norm Stanley of the Wadarong people of the Kulin Nation. It was a moving ceremony and judging by the conversation after, much appreciated by our new citizens. I spoke at many functions, award nights, AGMs and art show openings. The nitty-gritty of public life, it's represent the Shire at these events, to meet the community, to greet the representatives of other levels of governments who provide the funds for the physical and social infrastructure that a growing population needs. There has been a darker side to my term as Mayor. the bitter fallout over the rainbow flag and the marriage equality plebiscite, which left our councillor group divided and angry, but still able to carry on the business of council. I noted with interest that our shire is part of a region that had a very high yes vote for the marriage equality, and wonder if the conversation started by our internal problems opened people's minds to the acceptance that we should embrace diversity rather than fear difference. I've touched on the very visible parts of the Mayor's role. There is another part, the driving of the governance reform, changes to the local laws that set out the way we as councillors conduct the formal business of council, work defining what is a councillor's business and what is the CEO's business in operating the machinery of council, work to explain that while a group of councillors may look like a board of directors in a private or public company, council operates under an act of parliament with legislated roles and functions, not under a common law system where a judge may interpret a piece of legislation. It has been a fascinating year. I've seen the best of human behaviour and I have seen some of the worst. I have seen people set out to destroy others for no apparent reason, behaviour that I cannot understand that leaves a trail of damaged people in its wake. I must lastly take the time to properly thank the executive management team, CEO Keith Bailey, who is celebrating a special anniversary tonight, our general managers, Anne Howard, Chris Pike and Rand Salan. I especially thank Lise Thomason, our executive assistant, for the brilliant management of the diaries and egos of the councillor group. Thank you very much, Lise. To the staff of the council, thank you. You are the unsung heroes, without whom the wheels would rapidly fall off. I will finish this term with only one regret, that the governance reforms are unfinished, that some behaviour is still unchecked. Thank you.
Thank you. This evening also sees the completion of a term as Deputy Mayor by Councillor Clive Goldsworthy. And again, I have something by way of our appreciation.
It's a giant watch.
Yes. Gold.
Councillor Goldsworthy, did you have words that you would also like to share? You all right?
Yeah, thank okay. you.
I'm going to move on then. Thank you. Okay. So, the business of this evening, we only have three agenda items. We'll get underway with the first of those, which is to consider and resolve on the term of the next Mayor and Deputy Mayor. So we have a recommendation. Do I have a motion from a councillor? Yes, Councillor Bell.
I would move that Council resolves that the Mayor and Deputy Mayor be elected for a term of 1 year.
Okay. Have a seconder for that motion?
Happy to second.
Thank you, Councillor Coker. Okay, mover, would you like to speak to that at all?
No.
No? Seconder?
No, thank you.
Anybody else? I'm just going to put that motion. All in favour? Thank you. That motion is carried. We're quickly on to the big one for the evening. So the second item for this evening is the election of the Mayor. The purpose of this report is to elect a Mayor for the Surf Coast Shire. I would call for nominations for the office of Mayor.
Ms Howard, I would like to nominate Councillor Rose Hodge for the position of Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bell.
I'd like to second that.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Just checking our minutes are good. Are there any further nominations for the office of Mayor? Very good. As there is only one nomination, I hereby put a motion as follows, that Council duly elects Councillor Rose Hodge to be the Mayor for the Surf Coast Shire for the agreed term. In compliance with the Act, can I just ask for hands?
Ah, yes.
Thank you very much. Sorry, that's my governance hat. Thank you. Congratulations. Not on.
Back.
So that concludes my part, which is great. I'll hand over to our new mayor, Councillor Rose Hodge.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you. Firstly, I'd like to pay my respects to the original custodians of the lands where we meet today as well. And I'd also like to thank David Bell for a year. I think you heard it in his voice and in the love of his community of the work that you've done today, this year. So thank you very much. And to Clive as well. And to all of us as well. The next 2 years, we're now halfway through our term. So the next 2 years is extremely important in the way we finish our council plan. It's something that's very important to us. We worked on it extremely hard, and so we're looking forward to that. It will be busy times, very busy times, and we're seeing now with the state election, we're even going to be even busier. There'll be no doubt there'll be conversations on a community hospital in Torquay, planning changes, and perhaps even that pool. So all councillors will be very active in this and working with our local, federal and state members on trying to get more things for this area. But each councillor will be very busy. Clive is known as the Lord Mayor of Lorne, and he, as a solo councillor, he does a great job down there, and he's got Stribling Reserve and Dean's Marsh and some lovely areas down there and a lot of work with Stribling Reserve, so hopefully that can happen in the future. Anglesey Ward with Libby and Margot, they've got the Alcoa site. They're going to be extremely busy working with that and also a bike park and Pankalac Creek. And this area in the Anglesey Ward is known for its planning and environment passionate community and very, very involved community. And I know these two women are held in such high regard and respect in that community. They will serve the Surf Coast Shire well. The Winchelsea Ward councillors aren't here tonight, but they've got their hinterland strategy that they're very keen on. They've got a large sporting development that could be seen at Cora. We've got the growth in Winchelsea and all the smaller communities that they look after as well, and of course the roads. The roads are very important there. I'd like to thank also David and Martin Duke for helping me so much in the Torquay Ward this year, with Brian taking 6 months' leave. There was a lot of extra work, and we picked it up very well. So I'd like to thank those two fellows very much, because you really did support the busy area that we live in. I'd also like to thank Keith Bailey, isn't here today, but I've worked with Keith before, and he's a fantastic CEO. He has my full support, and I think I'll really enjoy another year working with him. To the directors, they've been absolutely fantastic, giving us the information we want, the information that we want to work with that we can take back to the community to educate them and help them understand processes. There's a lot of staff here tonight. I won't say old faces, but familiar faces. Thank you. David put it so beautifully, without you behind us, a lot wouldn't get done. So to the staff, thank you very much. And to Lise, our secretary, and to Cher, and all the secretaries that put up with so many emails and requests, we thank you very much. To the press, you too, we want to have a good working relationship with you, and I'm happy to meet with all of you. There's a few new ones that I haven't met, but looking forward to working with you and getting our message across in a fair way throughout the papers in this region. We work hard for our community. We're not always thanked, and we really do try to do our best. And sometimes decisions can be extremely difficult, but we've got to make them, and so we do our best, even though it might make everybody happy. But we live here, we love it here, and we want to do the best for our community. And so thank you, councillors, staff, and to Wayne, my husband. Thanks very much. You're back doing the shopping and the washing and all that sort of stuff, so that's great. And my family do help me, and I've got a sister-in-law here too. And Helen, thank you very much for being on the advisory committee for disabilities, because you're a great support for me there too. So thank you, everyone. It's going to be an absolutely great year, I think. We're going to move forward with more governance workings and trying to really get Surf Coast Shire to the point where we want to be one of the leading shires in the state. So thank you very much. Now, moving on to the final item of the night is the election of a deputy mayor. Councillors, do I have a nominee for a deputy mayor? Councillor Coker?
I'd like to nominate Clive Goldsworthy, please.
And a seconder?
Second that.
And you're happy with that nomination, Mr Deputy? Okay. So with a show of hands, the election of... Well done. And congratulations, Clive, on another year as Deputy Mayor. I've worked with Clive before, so I think we'll be a team that councillors can come to us and feel relaxed with, and we'll certainly be going out to talk to all councillors and happy to catch up with staff with any matters that we feel that need to be done. So, Clive, would you like to say something?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Bit like deja vu, isn't it? Firstly, congratulations to Councillor Hodge on her appointment as Mayor. I'm certainly looking forward to working with Rosa again over the next year. As in the past, and as you know, I think we achieved a lot when we were both, Rose was Mayor and I was Deputy Mayor, and we certainly had fun on the way through. So that's how I like to see things happen. I'd just like to say thank you to my fellow councillors for your support, and just finally to the wonderful communities of the Surf Coast Shire, which we're all as councillors have demonstrated our commitment and will continue to demonstrate our commitment over the next 2 years.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And now, since there are no further items of business, I now declare this meeting closed at 5:16. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Looking forward to the year.